We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. My name is John Scannell. I'm the CEO of Moog, and I'm the chair of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, working for Dottie here. And so on behalf of the board of directors, I'd like to welcome you all to a conversation around an issue that affects many of us as employers, but of course affects many of the hardworking families in Buffalo. Today's event came out of a similar presentation to the Racial Equity Roundtable. And Scott Beeler, who's a member of that roundtable, felt that it would be important to broaden the conversation. And so I would like to thank Scott for his support, both financial and his involvement in today's event. And with that, I would like to hand it over to Scott to move us forward. Thank you.
John says he forgot to mention my titles, and I'm Scott Beeler. I'm a car salesman for West Her. That's what it might. So hello and welcome to the Hidden Barrier, How the Benefits Cliff is making it harder and to hire and retain employees. As employers, we all face challenges every day. I don't need to tell you that hiring and retaining good people has been a big challenge of late to everyone in this room. But the hiring crunch has had an upside. It has and is forcing many employers to think differently about how we hire and retain employees. Sometimes there are things we can do to change our hiring practices and upskilling opportunities. Other times, it's taking a moment like today to learn more about why many people have trouble accessing or fully participating in the workforce. The Buffalo Niagara Partnership does an outstanding job, led by Dottie, of representing the interests of employers of all sizes and all industries in Western New York. Part of the BNP's mandate is to help employers better understand the reasons for their challenges and help provide a path forward to improve. And that's why we're all here today. I first heard about the BNP's work around the benefits cliff as part of the Greater Buffalo Racial Equity Roundtable, as John mentioned. From that presentation, I knew the benefits cliff had to be impacting West Her's hiring and retention efforts, and in turn, probably everyone in this room as well. I also knew more employers needed to be aware of BNP's work in this area and how to better engage. That's why I'm pleased you could join us this morning for this very interesting and helpful event to our community. So now I want to introduce Steve Finch. He's the co-chair of the Buffalo Racial Equity Roundtable, and he'll have a few comments.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, and it's a pleasure to be here. I'm Steve Finch, the co-chair of the Racial Equity Roundtable, and I'm glad to be here and not in Florida this morning. Hopefully, or our thoughts and prayers go out to any of you that might be impacted, or certainly family and friends. I told my baby sister that we've got to get our children under control. My oldest daughter is named Katrina, and her oldest son is named Ian. And I don't think he'll be very welcome in Florida for vacations right now, so. But it is a pleasure to be here today. And I want to thank West Her, Scott in particular, and the Buffalo Niagara Partnership for their leadership on exposing this very important issue and so many other issues that are impacting the health of our region and our region's economy. I also want to thank all of you for coming and taking the time out of your busy day to show the interest in this important topic and to talk and learn more about the benefits cliff. As the chair of the Buffalo, or excuse me, as the co-chair of the Buffalo, don't tell Rose I said that. Judge Sconyers is our chair. And on behalf of her, I would like to let you know that we are very excited to share this information with you and to give you insight about the intentional strategy to make sure that all members of our community can live together with dignity and have access to a career and further provide for their families. So I know that that understanding is shared by the Buffalo Niagara Partnership and Dottie Gallagher in particular, who is the president and CEO, and I would like to turn it over to her for further comments at this time. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everyone. So pleased to have you here today, and I echo Steve's sentiments about our friends and relatives in Florida, and we got to come in this beautiful morning and enjoy it, and there are many other people who have much more difficult days ahead. Scott, I know you said that you are a salesman at West Her, but you are the salesman at West Her. And has Scott has built just an amazing business and is such an incredible community leader. So I want to thank you, Scott, and the company for your generosity, not only for today, but really your long-going support, long-time support of the partnership and of the community at large. So, yes, sir. Oh, gotcha. Okay, how's that? Are we good? All right. Oh, that's an important lesson. All right. So let's get started. So we're going to start at the very, very beginning. What is the benefits cliff? Simply put, the benefits cliff is the point at which someone receiving public assistance loses that assistance when their income increases to a certain point. And that certain point might be as little as $1 more. The catch is that that income increase, at least in the short term, does not make up for the loss of benefits, which is sudden and dramatic. As a result, the person who's gotten a raise or a bonus or a promotion is actually worse off financially after their income increased than they were before. So if someone falls over the benefits cliff, their life is literally turned upside down. So that we're talking about benefits like housing subsidies, childcare subsidies, things like that that allow people to work. So if someone falls over, their life gets turned upside down, and more typically, the individuals really know where that line is. So instead of falling over the cliff, they make a very rational decision about their family and decline the hours, turn down the promotion, or other advancement opportunities and remain underemployed. And that side of the equation is why the benefits cliff matters to employers. Whether you know it or not, as Scott mentioned, most of you in this room are losing out on recruiting or growing talent because of the benefits cliff. In our recent member survey, nearly half of respondents reported having lower wage employees often or sometimes turn down promotions or more hours. And this gets masked sometimes. I've talked to employers and they say, well, oh, that guy loves his job so much, that's why he doesn't want to take the promotion. So it is hidden to employers. The Florida Chamber of Commerce reports that at least one-third of the 1,000 businesses they surveyed found some employees or candidates in their companies are unwilling to accept new jobs, increase hours, or other opportunities out of fear of losing government benefits. And our entire community loses out as well because too many underemployed people remain on social service programs at taxpayer expense instead of advancing their careers and more fully contributing to the economy and to their own economic mobility. For example, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, taxpayers would, over the lifetime of someone's choice, if a person goes from a near minimum wage job to become a licensed practical nurse, over the course of their lifetime, taxpayers would save $70,000 in benefits that have been paid out. And I hate to tell you, and we should have done the calculation, the economic savings and mobility that creates for the individual is very significant over that same period of time. So we've got a video here that we'd like to share with you about a story of Ania, who is an example of what we're talking about and how it works in the real world.
Have you or your employees ever turned down a job, a promotion, a raise, or more hours due to concern over a sudden loss in government assistance benefits? Then your economic mobility is being limited by a very common but widely unknown workplace scenario, the benefits cliff. This is Nia, and she's about to reach her own benefits cliff. Nia has been in her healthcare job for a few years and has been a valuable and reliable employee. This is Tess. She's Nia's boss, and recognizing her hard work and potential, she offers Nia a promotion. What Nia and Tess don't realize is that they are approaching Nia's benefits cliff. At her current entry-level salary, Nia qualifies for a few benefits, which she and her family rely on every day. Tess is offering her a raise. Nia is proud and excited for the opportunity to grow at her company. However, this increase in Nia's salary would mean she would make too much money to qualify for some of her government benefits. The value of those lost benefits actually adds up to more than the raise. So by accepting the promotion and raise, Nia will actually be losing money in the short term. This is the benefits cliff, when increased pay results in a sudden loss of support. Realizing this, Nia regretfully turns down the promotion. Tess loses out on growing the role for a strong employee she'd like to entrust with more responsibility. Nia loses the opportunity to advance her career or be upskilled and remains stuck at a position she's overqualified for. And without Nia's increased income tax contributions or a reduction in her taxpayer-funded support, our entire community loses out on hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars over the course of Nia's lifetime. This unfortunate situation is playing out across Erie and Niagara counties. Sometimes it's employees turning down promotions like Nia, and other times it is an employee accepting a promotion only to realize their financial situation has worsened. The benefits cliff also contributes to hiring challenges for employers when underemployed workers have to turn down jobs because the starting salary does not compensate for the resulting loss of their benefits. Complicating matters, everyone's benefits cliff is different and based on a variety of factors. Rarely does anyone involved, from the underemployed to employers to caseworkers to policymakers, have enough information to understand individual benefits cliffs. If only Tess could know her offer needs to be a bit higher to close the gap for Nia, or if workforce entities had enough information to better help Nia navigate this balancing act, or better yet, if policy changes allowed promising underemployed workers like Nia to reach their full potential, our entire community would make gains. That's why Employ Buffalo Niagara, along with the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, has created the Benefits Cliff Calculator, a free, simple tool that will do the math for you to calculate your own or your employee's individual benefits cliff. Employees, employers, and workforce entities can plug in current benefits and potential income increases to gain a better understanding of how employees can thrive. Businesses can promote their promising talent. And all of our neighbors can be carried toward financial security and independence. The Employ Buffalo Niagara Benefits Cliff Calculator, making economic mobility possible.
While Nia's story is obviously fictional, the fact pattern in the story is not. 1 in 5 individuals in Erie County receive some form of public benefit. We know that the threat of the benefits cliff is most acute for employees with 2 or more children making $23 an hour or less. As we know, the benefits cliff impacts certain occupations most frequently. And we also know that people of color are more likely to be working in these occupations than their white counterparts. The BNP's work related to the benefits cliff emanated from our Employ Buffalo Niagara Community Coalition. This is where BNP brings together the entire workforce ecosystem to discuss current challenges and ideate how to tackle them. Through these discussions, the BNP committed to building community awareness about the benefits cliff, especially through the development of a benefits cliff calculator. Built in partnership with the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, our Benefits Cliff Calculator launched this spring. It's primarily designed to assist educators and individuals in identifying the career paths that lead to true economic mobility and educate the public sector about the structural issues that it has the power to change. Today, we're excited to launch an employer-specific tool. While similar to the general calculator, this employer-specific tool provides employers with a full view of the impact of their individual compensation and promotion practices and the impacts they are making on the underemployed. To walk us through this incredible resource, and I'm so grateful that they made it, that the plane made it out of Atlanta to show you, as the person who actually built this, please join me in giving a very warm round of applause to Eileen Eilin from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta for the demonstration. Eilin.
Everyone, my name is Elias Eilin. I'm policy advisor and economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, and happy to be here today. I was invited to introduce you to this brand new tool that Atlanta Fed developed jointly with BNP, Employer-Specific Benefits Cliff Calculator. At a very high level, the tool estimates the impact of the wage raise or promotion on employees' after-tax income, public assistance, and the overall budget, right? So it precisely identifies what public assistance programs will be lost as a result of the raise, of the wage raise, right? And the several impact can be positive, or it can also be negative, meaning that decrease in public assistance outweigh the increase in wages, right? Now, let me go to an actual online tool and show you how the tool works using some concrete examples. All right. So welcome to the Buffalo Niagara's Employer-Specific Benefits Cliff Calculator. So the layout of the tool is pretty simple. You have the left-hand side panel where you need to input some information about the employee's family, like where do they live, what is the family composition, whether they receive any public assistance, right? And if you do not know some of this information, you can just make some educated guess, and the tool will still produce a pretty good estimate of the benefits cliffs, right, that the employee will face. Now, if I click the Get Started button, the tool will open up the main panel that asks about the current wages, right, of what hourly wage the employee currently earns, and what the wages will be after the raise or a promotion, okay? Now, let me use some specific example to show you how the tool works. Let's say that my worker, she's a single adult, single mother with two young children, all right? Let's say that she lives in Buffalo, New York, and she also receives public assistance, okay? So I'm going to the left-hand side panel and going to specify the information about the worker's family. Where do they live? They live in New York, they live in Buffalo, New York, so I need to select a corresponding county. Now I need to specify information about, you know, the family composition. So she's a single adult. Let's say she's age 25. I might not know her age. Again, you can just guess, right, and it will still provide pretty good estimates. As I said, let's say that she has two children, ages 5 and 10, all right? Now, let's also assume that she receives public assistance. Right? Namely, she receives food assistance through SNAP. Her children can get the free health insurance through Medicaid. Every year, she also receives the EATC, Earned Income Tax Credit. And let's also assume that she receives Section 8 housing voucher. Right, this first three programs, SNAP, EATC, and Medicaid for children, they're pretty common among families with children. Housing voucher, it's, you know, pretty hard to get. There are some wait lists, it can get pretty long, but it's not uncommon, right? You can see people who receive housing voucher as well. Right, so that would be our family profile, right? Where do they live? ages of each family member, number of family members, and different public assistance programs that the family receives. All right. So now I need to go to the main panel and specify the information about current wages and the change in wages. And here let's consider two different scenarios. In the first scenario, let's say that my worker, she currently earns the minimum wage, which is $13.20 per hour. Let's also assume that she has an opportunity to transition to become a nursing assistant, right? Certified nursing assistant, CNA, and get around $15.68 per hour. So I didn't just randomly come up with this number, right? I just opened the Bureau of Labor Statistics spreadsheet and found the median wage that CNA can get in Buffalo, New York, which is 15.68, all right? Now, we also can input some additional information, like we can adjust weekly working hours, we can input information about different bonuses, and we also can specify some additional benefits that the employer can provide, like health insurance or childcare assistance or maybe some other assistance, if applicable. But just to simplify the example, let's assume that everything else is unchanged, right? Only wage changes from minimum wage to $15.68 per hour. Now, what will be the overall effect of this wage change on the family's budget, right? On the worker's family's budget? I click calculate the results, and now the tool will estimate this impact for me, right? The overall impact on the budget. You can see that the message at the bottom is red, meaning that the total budget will decline by $600 per year. So what does it mean? I'll think about that for a second, right? It means that there is a wage increase, but there is a loss in public benefits that outweigh the wage gain, right? So you can scroll down to the first table that decomposes the total budget into three main components, right? So we have take-home pay, which is income after taxes. Then we have public assistance, and we have living expenses. That's sort of like the brief decomposition, right? A small decomposition of the budget. We can see that there is increase in the take-home pay, increase in after-tax income, right? The difference is positive, right? So how to interpret the table, you have three columns. You have current values, how much he earns right now, new values after the promotion or the wage raise, and the difference, just literally difference between the two columns, right? We can see the difference is positive for take-home pay, meaning she actually, you know, earns more money, but there is decline in public assistance, which is greater than increase in the take-home pay. So in this example, the overall impact is negative. You can scroll down to the next table that decomposes sort of like what, that tells us exactly what public assistance will be lost. Again, current values, new values, and the difference. And you can see that the family, as a result of this wage increase, right, the family will lose Section 8 housing voucher, part of it, SNAP, ATC, and there will be also increases in taxes, in federal and state taxes, as well as in the payroll taxes, all right? Now, this information is important for at least two reasons, right? Well, first of all, you do not want your worker to be worse off, and you don't want to impose some additional financial stress on the family, right? But second, well, maybe in this case, this compensation structure is not the best because for the specific worker, right? Because there's negative impact on the budget, but there might be some better ways to structure the compensation, right? So you can play around with like its value and see what will be the wage gain that will compensate for the loss of public assistance. Or maybe you can structure the compensation a different way. Maybe you can provide some housing assistance instead. Sort of give some portion of the wage raise in the form of housing assistance to compensate for the housing voucher loss. Maybe you can give some bonuses that will be non-taxable, right? There are different ways how you can restructure the compensation in a more optimal way, all right? And the tool can do that. Now, let's consider the second example. And in the second example, let's assume that the same exact worker, she is already a certified nursing assistant, and she earns $15.68 per hour. Let's say that she went back to school, got some credentials, and now she's eligible be promoted to the licensed practical nurse, LPN, right? So sort of the next step on the healthcare career path, right? And again, according to the BLS, she can expect to earn around that much, $24 per hour, right? Again, the same question, by how much, well, what will be the overall impact of this promotion on the budget? And the tool can answer on this question again. You can click recalculate button and see what's gonna happen in this case. Now the message is green, right? Meaning that the total budget will increase, of the family will increase by $1,700, which is good. You can scroll down to the decomposition and see that there will still be loss of public assistance, right? It's unavoidable because she receives public support and the structure of the system is, you know, like that. So you increase money, you lose public assistance. But at least in this case, the increase in wages outweigh the decline in public assistance. So the overall impact is positive, which is good. Right. Again, you can scroll down to the final table and you see that the new values for some programs are zeros right now, actually. Right. So there is a complete loss of Section 8 housing voucher, the second row. There is complete loss of SNAP, the third row. There is complete loss of earned income tax credit. And there is a decrease in the Medicaid because she'll have to pay a copay. Like once your income is high enough, you have to, it's not fully free for you. And there is also increase in taxes, right? The last three, the bottom three rows. This information is also important to know because in this case, the worker will not be surprised when the loss will happen, right? Like she will know that it's coming, but also she will know that the increase in compensation will be enough to sort of compensate, right, for the loss of public assistance, which is good. It means so. It removes the uncertainty. You know exactly, she will know exactly how much she will lose, what programs she will lose, and when she will lose them. And also, she'll know that she'll not be worse off. She'll still be better off. So in that, it can encourage the worker to make this step, the first step on the career ladder towards the economic self-sufficiency. I think I want to stop here. If you want to learn more about the tool, there is amazing video that explains how the tool works, you know, walks you through the tool again through some examples. You can read some information on the welcome page, and there is some specific steps on the results page as well. But I want to stop here and see if you have any questions.
Going to go off script here for just a second. Thank you so much, Elias, and thank you for your incredible work on this tool. Prior to a tool like this, any academic descriptions about the benefits cliff and impact were always hypothetical and always a snapshot of a moment in time, not dynamic, not tied to specific jobs and specific opportunities. So it is really a revolutionary tool that the Fed has developed, and we're really honored to be one of the installations of it here in the region. You saw in the example that Elias showed that SNAP benefits in particular and housing and all that depends on your family composition, right? You get more assistance if you have more children. What happens to people who make that rational decision to opt out of crossing what I call the bridge to prosperity is when those kids age out of those programs, the parent winds up being much more financially worse off over time. So this is what we're trying to figure out, how you break that cycle and support people as they move across that bridge to prosperity with the hope that they will be able to use their full talents and also that they will create some wealth building for their own families. We really appreciate our partnership with the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. And we met the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta through our great relationship with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. We work with them regularly on workforce issues. And in fact, the president is coming in next week of the New York Fed to meet with us again to get an update. But they knew we wanted to do this benefits cliff work and knew that Atlanta was doing it. And so we're just so excited to be in that queue. So now what? Well, we hope we've enticed you some to deploy the calculator as part of your human resources practices, but we know that's not enough. So I want to briefly share with you just what other work is happening to address the benefits cliff and other issues related to removing barriers and creating equity here in our region. Erie County has launched an exciting pilot program to help people make this leap to self-sufficiency. We are their partner on this, and they have identified employers and employees ripe for upskilling opportunities. Those employees will hit the cliff, and they will come off those social services benefits, but the county has created this pilot program using excess sales tax dollars to support those families as they make the transition so they won't feel the cliff. They're contracting with local organizations to provide training and support services and help the employees navigate the impacts and so that they can get into these higher paying positions. It's a 2-year pilot, and that's how long it will take to upskill somebody and get them into that new role that helps them cross over the bridge to a new life. In effect, it smooths the loss of benefits and makes this much less scary for the individual. When we talk about families being on public assistance, for I would say maybe all of these families, this is the only financial security those families have, is that. So walking away from that feels very scary. And so what the county is doing with a lot of support, and I really have to recognize County Executive Poloncarz and our Social Services Commissioner Marie Cannon, they have really have innovated in this space with us, and I'm just so proud to be a partner on this effort. We're looking for additional employers to participate in 5 key sectors: manufacturing, healthcare, hospitality, business, customer service, and technology. And because of the challenge, we need to find people who are currently working who have the potential to be really upskilled within this 2-year time frame, so that at the end, it can't be somebody who's just starting out and doesn't have a track record and is learning sort of how to get in the workforce. We're looking for your folks who are underemployed, who you really feel have tremendous potential, and with a certain amount of training that they can cross that bridge past that dollar threshold. So, as I hope you know, we've invested time and resources into a host of programs and offerings to help employers tackle their talent challenges and create economic mobility for the community. We call the collective effort Employ Buffalo Niagara. Part of Employ is the advocacy we undertake on key workforce issues, including the benefits cliff. This year, we prioritized legislation in Albany that would provide a grace period for the continuation of income-based benefits to better support workers looking to advance into higher-paying positions. We took our support for this legislation directly to the state capitol, encouraging legislative leaders to vote on the measure. While the legislation passed the Senate, it did not yet pass the Assembly. It stalled there, but we'll pick up the fight again when the new legislative season kicks off. Employ Buffalo Niagara is also laser focused on helping employers develop and articulate viable career pathways. Employers many times will advertise that entry level job, but unlike in healthcare where you go CNA, LPN, RN, a lot of the paths in your companies don't look that way. And so this career path program is to really help employers paint for individuals what the true opportunities are within their place of work. So including the specific amount of time and training needed to advance through the company and the salary increases that are possible through the promotion. Through our program, web-based videos introduce current employees that have built a career at these companies, giving a first-person account of obtainable goals and opportunities and to talk about the culture of the place where they work. Our host today, Wes Herr, is a participant in this program. And so, Scott, we put your career path video to the front of the line to show for the demonstration here today. So let's go ahead and see it.
My name is Chelsea Priest. I've been at West Herr for 4 years now, and I'm an auto technician. So I started at West Herr by working on the floor, like cleaning, emptying oil drains. Once I learned more, I was able to get a mentor and start my career.
Chelsea came to us through our co-op automotive program that's through Erie Community College. What Chelsea showed to us was, first of all, a passion. She knew that this was a great field to get into. She's now on a team and produces her own flat rate hours, and she's a full-time technician. Western's the largest auto group in New York State. We have 35 dealerships. We represent 24 different manufacturers, anywhere from Kia to Nissan to Ford. What's unique about Wester is the opportunities that are available. With so many dealerships, there's always a path going forward for advancement if that's what you want to do.
So a typical day for me, I start at around 7:30 in the morning. I go through my repair orders that I've done the previous days, see if parts are in, then I go over to the work pile, grab the first thing, and just start going. I don't normally get to speak with customers, but when I do, I like to teach them stuff. Like, if they don't know something, like, I'm more than willing to tell you whatever you want to know about your car.
What we look for in a Wester employee, it's not so much the experience that you have, it's the intangibles, or I like to refer to as untrainables. You know, your work ethic, integrity, teamwork. You don't really necessarily have to have a mechanical background.
Originally, when I first started as a female, I thought it would be difficult, but I love my coworkers. They're like brothers to me. They really help me out. I help them out. It's just a very good environment to be in.
This is a viable career. We put you in the best possible position to succeed. We compensate our mentors in such a way that their success is your success. They're incentivized to answer your questions, to help you through the tough things, to help you succeed.
For a high school student, I'd say we need more people in trades. Don't worry if you don't have experience. If I can do it, you can do it.
Thank you, Scott. Over a dozen local companies, all with immediate openings, have participated in the Career Pathways program so far, with more on the docket. I want to thank these companies for the commitment to this effort, and I also want to acknowledge the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation for funding the pilot phase of this program. Finally today, we're also excited to launch another tool we think will make an immediate impact in workplaces throughout Buffalo, Niagara. Our new HR Toolkit is an online collection of human resource policies and solutions that we think will help employers examine their practices and discover ways to address many of their ongoing challenges. The tool is searchable based on your area of need and contains dozens of HR topics. The toolkit also includes downloadable and legally vetted HR policies you can adopt and deploy with ease. While these solutions can positively impact all employees in your organization, they are especially impactful for lower-wage employees, the underemployed population we know is most at risk of falling off the benefits cliff. I want to thank our partners in this effort, the Women's Fund of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation, and the Community Foundation of Greater Buffalo for supporting this. We've shared a lot of information with you this morning, and I hope that you found it worthwhile, but you probably are wondering how we can plug you in to take advantage of some of these things. So at your seat, there is a document with a QR code. Simply scan that code now or when you get back to the office, and it will take you directly to our employee intake form. That form is very simple and will take just a few seconds to fill out, but will help us better understand what in particular you're looking for and your challenges, so we can better connect you with the offerings designed to address them. Once you complete the form, your responses will be reviewed internally by our incredible team of Employee Buffalo Niagara, led by Grant Loomis, and we'll reach out and set up a time to meet. We stand at the ready and look forward to hearing from you all very soon. This work that we're doing in workforce development is critically important for the economic future of our region. And there are other workforce intermediaries in this room. We are all committed to building the region. We have to have the talent pool to do that. We have to work on the talent pool we have in our region to make that happen and engage people that have not been engaged in the workforce for various reasons, some of which you understand here today. So I'm really pleased that you took the time to be with us this morning to go through that. And I again want to thank the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta for flying up here and for your partnership and leadership on these important issues. And of course, a huge thank you to Scott Beeler and Wester for your generosity and commitment to the region. So that's it. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for your time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.